Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you, as always, by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. And joining me this morning is John Cordonnier, director of the Buffalo Downtown Association. John, how are we doing this morning?
Doing great. Brady, doing really good this morning.
Excellent. And I know the last time we met, last month, we talked about this meeting you were going to attend in Kansas City, and I believe you have since attended that meeting.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was myself and a couple of our board members, Dana Fowler and Scott Madsen, and we attended that in Kansas City. First, we got there early because the whole Main Street organizations from the state of Wyoming went early a couple of days and actually did a tour of four different communities in Kansas City: Kearney, Missouri, Warrensburg, Chillicothe, and then also I've just forgotten the fourth one for some reason. I'll think of it later. But those four communities were Main Street communities that our Wyoming Main Street director, Linda Klink, had gone to earlier to discover the things that they were doing and revitalizing their downtown. And we were able to go visit them, meet with their Main Street organization, economic development. Some of them had their mayor and city councilman at meetings that we went to, and just really got a good flavor of some of the things that other communities were doing. So we did that a couple of days prior to the main conference. And then the main conference, there were over 1,600 people at this conference, all Main Street participants. I mean, this, you know, we think, you know, we're here in Wyoming and a smaller town here in Buffalo. And what I realize, because I'm new to this, what I realize is that we are part of a huge organization that has been doing revitalization efforts across the country since 1977 when this all started. I mean, it's really created a movement, if you will, just in revitalizing downtowns, preserving historic buildings, and because of all the changes that happened downtown because of urbanization and that, and we've talked about that before. But it was so exciting to see those different communities, how they came together. You know, we think of historic preservation and these kinds of efforts, and we first go to the assets, the physical assets, maybe the buildings, things of that nature, what's unique about the downtown itself. But time and time again, Brady, what I saw in these communities was they really focused on the people in the community as the asset, the community leaders, the civic leaders, residents themselves, and even visitors to a downtown or to their community. That's the real asset that we're focusing on. And there's a lot of different things that we were able to bring back that we'll be implementing and working on over the coming months here in Buffalo, just to really work from a basis of what Main Street calls the four-point approach, which is four committees and focuses, if you will, one being organization, the other being promotion, design, and then economic vitality. Those all have specific focuses that are towards one specific goal of revitalizing downtown. And when those work effectively, it's proven time and time again, state by state, city by city, that the Main Street program is one of the most viable programs when it comes to economic development. In fact, here in Wyoming, Main Street was the number one program with the Wyoming Business Council return on investment last year. So there's a lot of success there with this organization when it's worked properly, if I can say that.
Sure.
You know, because if we get off focus and we don't do the things that are towards a specific goal, then we don't accomplish as much as what we could. And I said that in the article in the paper last week, and that's what I'm really focusing on in the board. We're focusing on right now, really putting together a good core group of people that are excited about revitalizing downtown because, of, as I've said before, I've said on this show before, if we don't have a healthy downtown, we don't have a healthy community. If we have a healthy downtown, then we attract other businesses and other people to our town. And we want, and you know, we want that. We want us to stay healthy.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's important to all of us that live here.
And are there any specific ideas that maybe you took away from this meeting that, that you want to share with us that, that may be implemented or at least that you, you're talking about at this point?
Put me on the spot here, Brady. That's good. Because you never like to talk about something that, until you really have all the plans put
sure.
together. But I can say that one of the points within the one of the four-point approach, the economic vitality, talks about entrepreneurial ecosystem. And this is something that I learned new. You know, a lot of times we focus on, and Joco First does a good job. That's what, you know, Dave Simonson does with Joco First is looking for and enticing businesses to come to our area that will bring more more employees, more jobs, more things of that nature. One of the things that I heard at the Main Street Conference was this the idea of supporting entrepreneurs within your community. So we are putting together efforts to do that. One of the things that I said in the paper, just as an example, was the Shark Tank. You know, most of us have seen that show.
Sure.
Where, you know, you've got an idea and you come before a panel of these four or five individuals that, you know, just...
And they either trash you or they tell you it's a good idea.
That's right. That's right. And sometimes I think it's unfair how they trash some people, but that's beside, that's the show. But the point is that there are people within our community that have great business ideas. And those great business ideas are quite frankly, some that that community residents are looking for those services or those products that possibly we don't have right now in Buffalo. So we need to support that, and we will as an organization. And one of those first steps is to have this Shark Tank, to steal that idea, to where anybody in the community will be able to bring their business idea, present it in front of a panel of business owners, as well as the representatives from the Buffalo Downtown Association, and then we will provide a prize, if you will, or a scholarship for some additional training. Don't know exactly all that. It looks like we will over the next, you know, coming weeks, and I'll talk more about that because we want to put that out there. So that's one thing. I saw again a lot of involvement with different people and from different sectors within the community. So one of the things that that I have talked with some of the business owners downtown is that we want to put together a business owner roundtable, to where we'll get together on a regular basis as business owners downtown and talk about ideas, talk about cross promotion, talk about how we can pool together to put ads in the Buffalo Bulletin or whatever it may be. Talk on
or on
your,
the radio.
Yeah, talk on your radio station. Exactly, because you got to put that plug in there, right? But because, you know, you've heard the saying, it takes a village. You know, I can't do this. We can't do this as the board of the BDA. It takes everybody within the community to come together with some great ideas and then not only just talk about them, but strategically put together plans that implement those things. Because we can talk all day. I've heard it. I've heard it a few times. I've been in meetings, city council, and other meetings where, you know, this is all great talk, but the proof is in the action. And so my big thing and what we've talked about as a board is that, number one, we will only do things that are beneficial to the stakeholders that we represent. And we represent the downtown district. That's what the BDA is focused on. And we'll only do things that, that benefit them. If it doesn't, then we throw the idea out. Then The other thing is that we need to support those businesses with whatever we can bring to Buffalo, whether it be training or anything else. And that's the John Schallert thing, the national consultant, May 3rd, that we, you know, again, need people to raise their hand and say, yes, I'd love to go with that, because we're putting together a group to go over all together. But these roundtables will be ways that we can sit down and talk about different ideas that not only affect individual businesses, but affect the entire downtown to revitalize. Because I've heard a lot of people say that, or not a lot of people, but some people say that there's some changes that, and nobody likes that word, but some things that need to be relooked at, if you will, to make downtown more inviting for people to come to. So we just have to be strategic about these things. And the other thing is that we need to be responsible as an organization, because we're funded through many different sources, one of those being, the city or the county, and Wyoming Main Street funds us. That meeting we went to was predominantly paid for by Wyoming Main Street. But everything that we need to do needs to be what I call SMART goals and strategic. And SMART being, they need to be specific, they need to be measurable, they need to be achievable, then they need to be results-oriented and time-bound, so that we're being held accountable for the things that we are doing. And we can show that those efforts are having an impact.
And John, you mentioned that 1,600 attendees at this meeting. Did you notice were most of the people there from bigger towns, smaller towns, a whole mix of everything in between?
Whole mix of everything. Yeah, just in Kansas City. Kansas City's as large. It was my hometown. That's where I grew up. When I was growing up, downtown was not a place you wanted to go. It was not a place you wanted to go. Now, through the revitalization efforts that they have gone through in downtown Kansas City, it is a great place to walk around, the restaurants, the shops, just all of the things that are available in downtown. So large city to very small city. We had in the closing session, a lot of people listening may be familiar with the show, the HGTV show Hometown. That show actually came out of what started as a Main Street program. There are three college friends that decided, instead of to leave their hometown after they graduated from college, that they would actually come back to their hometown because they saw things happening that they didn't like. That it was going downhill, that there were buildings closed. In fact, when they started, they only had a 30% occupancy. And they increased that to over 90%. They took 9 buildings and rehabbed them with over 60,000 square feet. That then became the hometown show, where now, they're getting that national recognition of doing homes. But a lot of those homes, as they told us, were people that actually owned businesses downtown that they'd revitalized as well.
And it's nice to see that in abandoned buildings or buildings that are condemned or just haven't been open in a while, reopen and have local businesses there. One of the things that people listening and everyone needs to do if you want those businesses to survive is limit your online shopping.
Yeah. Well,
shop local.
Absolutely. Shop local is important because we need to support those businesses. Certainly we do. And as an organization, I'll also put in that we need volunteers. This is a volunteer organization, and we're going to be asking the community to get involved. And not just in a way of working to do projects or things of that nature, but, I mentioned the business roundtables, but I also want to have community meetings and that's going to be real important, as I've talked about before, this whole thing about a transformation strategy process that we go through with the Main Street program happening this fall. That's going to involve the whole community. So we're going to have to bring everybody together in multiple different forums.
And nice to get those opinions from the community as well, you know, because you want to know what the business owners that are there want, you also want to know what the community members of Buffalo and the people that have been here for generations would like to see with downtown as well.
That's right, because if we don't have something downtown, and it can be as simple as a place to gather. You know, whether it's Crazy Woman Square or it's something else, all of those things are important. And so you've got to have the input and the wisdom of the whole entire community to make any effort successful. Because that's where the real success comes from. Because I can come up with a plan, you can come up with a plan, but if it doesn't involve other stakeholders, and that being the whole community, and they could care less, well, we're not going to get very far.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's real important, real important.
All right, we are talking with Director of the Buffalo Downtown Association, John Cordonnier, talking about the Kansas City meeting they had and some of the ideas and what's to come here for the BDA over this summer and in the long term. And John, I thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo.